Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, family, friends, and foes, and even foes in the family, and to the standing between the living and the dead service, family members worldwide. This is Daniel White III, President of Gospel Light Society International, with the White House Family Devotional Reading of Charles Haddon Spurgeon's classic and fine book titled Morning and Evening. This is the podcast, and this is episode number 504. The scripture passage that the Prince of Preachers, Dr. Charles Haddon Spurgeon, chose for our devotional reading today is Ephesians chapter 1. Ephesians chapter 1, verses 19 and 20. The Bible reads, "And what is the exceeding greatness of his power to usward, who believe, according to the working of his mighty power, which he wrought in Christ, when he raised him from the dead, and set him at his own right hand in the heavenly places." Folks, you can't make this up. This is so beautiful and so everlastingly powerful. You know that this is God's word, and you know God did it. I thought I would add that part. But the Prince of Preachers, Charles Haddon Spurgeon, goes on to say regarding this amazing passage, "In the resurrection of Christ, as in our salvation, there was put forth nothing short of a divine power. What shall we say of those who think that conversion is wrought by the free will of man? And is due to his own betterness and disposition, when we shall see the dead rise from the grave by their own power. And then may we expect to see ungodly sinners of their own free will turning to Christ. It is not the word preached, nor the word read in itself. All quickening power proceeds from the Holy Ghost of God. Coupled with that, this power was irresistible. All of the soldiers and the high priests could not keep the body of Christ in the tomb. Death himself could not hold Jesus in his bonds. Even thus, irresistible is the power put forth in the believer when he is raised to newness of life. No sin, no corruption, no devils in hell, nor sinners upon earth can stay the hand of God's grace when it intends to convert a man. I say, glory be to God. If God omnipotently says, thou shalt, man shall not say, I will not. Observe that the power which raised Christ from the dead was glorious. It reflected honor upon God and wrought dismay in the hosts. Observe that the power which raised Christ from the dead was glorious. It reflected honor upon God and wrought dismay in the hosts of evil. So there is great glory to God in the conversion of every sinner. It was everlasting power. Christ, being raised from the dead, dieth no more. Death hath no more dominion over him. So we, being raised from the dead, Go not back to our dead works, nor to our old corruptions, but we live unto God, because he lives, we live also. For we are dead, and our life is hid with Christ in God. Like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. Lastly, Spurgeon says, in the text mark the union of the new life to Jesus, the same power which raised the head works life in the members. What a blessing to be quickened together with Christ. Shall we pray? Holy Father God, we praise you and we thank you for this magnificent time together around your holy word. With a brother, he being dead yet speaketh, and by the power of your quickening Holy Spirit. And Lord, help us to walk in this throughout this day by your grace for those of us who are saved. And Lord, save those who are lost by the power of your Holy Spirit. By the power of your Holy Spirit, help them to hear the gospel that they will hear right now. In Jesus Christ's name I do pray and forsake. Amen. If you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior as he did, here's how you can be saved from the hell to come and walk with the Lord morning and evening in this life, until you go to that wonderful place called heaven when you die. First, dear friend, accept the fact that you are a sinner and that you have broken God's laws. The Holy Bible says in Romans 3:23, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." Second, accept the fact that there is a penalty. There is a punishment for sin, always. The Holy Bible says in Romans 6:23, "For the wages of sin is death." Third, accept the fact that you are on the road to hell right now. If you have never trusted, if you have never believed on the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, if you have never received his free gift of salvation, that he died on the cross for your sins, was buried and rose on the third day. Jesus Christ preached more on hell than any prophet in the Bible. Jesus Christ preached more on hell than he did about heaven. Why? Because he loves us. And he wants to save us from that awful place so that we can go to heaven when we die. Jesus Christ said in one sermon in Matthew 18:8, "Wherefore if thy hand or thy foot offend thee, cut them off and cast them from thee. It is better for thee to enter into life halt or maimed, rather than having two hands or two feet to be cast into everlasting fire." Also, the Bible states in Revelation 21:8, "But the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death." Now, hell is bad news, dear friend. But I have some good news for you. You don't have to go to hell when you die. You can go to heaven. For Jesus Christ said in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world," that includes you, "that he gave his only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." And just believe in your heart on the Lord Jesus Christ. Believe that he died for your sins. He suffered, he bled, and he died for your sins and for mine and for everybody in the world. He was buried, and he rose from the dead by the power of God for you, so that you can live forever with him. Pray and ask him to come into your heart today to save your soul, and he will save you. Romans 10:9-13 says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Saved from what? Saved from hell. Saved to what? Saved to heaven. So, dear friend, if you want to trust Christ as your Savior today, so that you can avoid going to hell and go to heaven when you die, pray this simple prayer with me called the Sinner's Prayer. Repeat after me, phrase by phrase, and mean it from your heart, believing in your heart on Jesus Christ, who suffered, bled, and died on the cross for your sins, was buried, and rose on the third day by the power of God. Repeat after me, phrase by phrase, and mean it from your heart. Holy Father God, I realize that I am a sinner and that I have done some bad things in my life. I am sorry for my sins, and today I choose to turn from my sins with your help. For Jesus Christ's sake, please forgive me of all of my sins. I believe with all of my heart that Jesus Christ died for me, was buried, and rose on the third day. I do believe with all of my heart on the Lord Jesus Christ as my Savior. Lord Jesus, please come into my heart and save my soul and change my life. Fill me with your Holy Spirit and help me to repent of my sins past. Help me to turn from my evil life and to follow you in the new life, Lord Jesus. For it is in your name I pray. Amen. Dear friend, if you believed in your heart on the Lord Jesus Christ, that he died on the cross for your sins, was buried, and rose on the third day, allow me to say to you, congratulations on doing the most important thing in life, and that is trusting Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. For more information to help you grow in your newfound faith in Christ, please go to GospelLightSociety.com and read my pamphlet titled, What to Do After You Enter Through the Door. Jesus Christ said in John 10:9, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. Dear friend, if you trusted Jesus Christ as your Savior today, please email me at dw3@gospellightsociety.com and let us know. We have some free material that we want to send you. If you have a prayer request, please email that to us as well, and we will pray for you until you tell us to stop. Until next time, my beloved, God loves you, we love you, and may God bless you real good, is my prayer.